Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm live from the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo, and I'm talking about the latest in sex tech, what it's like to be surrounded by so much pleasure, and I even have a few guests dropping by. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out all the podcasts, the blog posts, everything we do there to help you have better sex and relationships. I hope you follow us on social media. It's all at Sex with Emily across the board. We love hearing from you, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I'm here with my producer, Jamie.
Hello, hello.
This has been a fun few days here at the show. We are at the Joe booth. We are surrounded by lubes.
Lubes, massage oils.
Yeah.
Just, they even have new couples kits.
They have a new couples kit and they have new flavors.
And it's been 15 years, like 15 years of just sliding around in amazingness.
Exactly. Exactly, Joe. Congratulations on your 15 years. And I did a taste test yesterday.
Oh my God, look. Taste cookies it. And, what is that one?
This one is amazing.
What is it, strawberry cheesecake?
It's pumpkin.
Oh my God.
It's a lube, you guys. So let me talk to you about a little something. I know we talk about Joe a lot, and here's why flavored lubes are so great.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
off. Oral sex, if you're ever like, yeah, oral's fun, but we want to mix everything up all the time. If you could give a blowjob or go down on someone and it tastes like pumpkin...
No, strawberry cheesecake.
This is strawberry cheesecake.
It's delicious. It really does.
Pumpkin spice, they're not working. Pumpkin spice is a really good one. And like gelato, they all taste really great. So it just reminded me of why I love what we do. So how have you felt about the show? What have you seen that's turned you on?
So this is my third Amni that I've been to. And I mean, just one walking around, everyone is so nice. Like it's not like, oh, like my booth is better. My products are the shit. Like all this stuff. It's literally like, yes, I love our products. This is our mission. But everyone's mission here is to create more pleasure. So they're really kind of like there's competition but there's no competition
right.
at the same time because everyone's right. just like look get all the products get all the brands
right.
like you know because and it's just so nice walking around and then everyone's booth setups are just super cute
yeah it's really cool and colorful. We're going to do a video too that we're going to have like on all of our socials so you can kind of put a you can understand what we're talking about here. But I think you're so right. Like we are in the pleasure business. Like everyone here, whether I'm looking across the room right now, so we're at the Joe booth, but I'm looking at lingerie, some super sexy lingerie. Over there is just some, there's some fun games, like Creative Conceptions. They have the monogamy board game, which, you know, I'm always about getting couples to talk about sex. It's really cool because if you have never, if you're like, yeah, I really want to ask my partner to do blank or our relationship's gotten a little stale, you can play a board game. like you can pick up, yeah. you can play cards. It asks you guys to kind of about the, your different pleasures, but it's like Monopoly, but called monogamy. What else am I looking at?
They even had a, they had some, it was like some kind of oral sex game that yeah. I didn't really get a good look at, but I definitely want to get it and play it because that's my favorite thing. So why not make
why
it a game?
Not enhance oral sex? It's not just what you think it is. You don't just need a tongue and a mouth.
No. One of my favorite things, though, Emily.
Yes.
Was the Electra Stim.
Electrostim.
Which is electrostimulation, which I've never personally dabbled in. And it was, first of all, and you don't know this, but I got some really cute pics of you and Ben trying it out. And you guys look like you're in bliss.
I never really tried out either. And it's really cool. It's basically you, we both have the conductors.
Conductor patches.
Conductor patches. Yeah. Like kind of when you're getting like a MRI or EKG when they put the conductor patches on you, but it doesn't look that medical, but they're little patches, so wherever we touch on each other's body, it feels like it's like a little current. It's not like have you ever gotten a shock from like some of your hair, like growing up in the Midwest, I feel like you used to get shocked more.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you get
electricity. No, I think that's universal.
It is universal? It happens everywhere? Did you get shocked in California?
Yes.
That might be one of the silliest things I've ever said. But I feel like it doesn't happen anymore. Static electricity. That's what it was. Yes. I feel like it was in the winter. Anyway, I don't feel it. But this was the kind of thing where you could create that kind of sensations with your partner. Again, not vibrations, not oscillations, but
electrostimulation. So the thing is it kind of connects to your neurotransmitters in your body. I know that sounds all scientific-y, but really, though, just think about it as, like, every time you touch your partner or you kiss your partner or think about, like, oral sex, like, you're creating this, like, kind of, like, subtle, shocky stimulation. And you can turn it up. Like, they only had it on, like, the fourth level. Right. And there's, like, 24 levels. So
it was,
like
waves. It was really cool, like, because it's the shocky electrostim, but it's... There's waves of it. It's going to have, just like everything, like our vibrators we talk about have 8 levels. Like you can find what works for you. But I loved, again, I'm all about variety. Variety is the spice of life and the spice of your sex life. If you haven't tried an electrostim thing, which I hadn't, I'm like, oh, like I want to get that in the bedroom. Oral sex would be amazing.
Yeah, I was just like, this is amazing and everyone should try it.
Yeah, like we just held our hands together and it was got me turned on just to feel the current between us. The electric current.
Yes. Oh, and then there was this really, really like probably like the most beautiful vibrator I've ever seen. Line was the Jopin Pave.
Those were beautiful.
They were super quiet too.
Like so quiet. I'm like, is this on? Is this happening? Yeah. And it was a vibrator.
Yeah. So I mean, if you got really thin walls and you live at home or you got roommates,
aka Jamie,
aka me, it helps because it's quiet. And it's good. And
it's funny because I have older toys that are a little louder, and I'm like, oh, I.
Like, what are you doing? Housework? You drilling in there?
Right, exactly. You drilling the new womanizer. Okay, we went to an event, speaking of which, we went to their launch event the other night, and they have a brand new womanizer, you guys. I know. It's exciting. And it's very quiet, and it's called the new womanizer. It's the premiere. And how it works is it's body safe silicone.
Yeah, like the whole thing instead of just the tip, like the entire toy, because it's like, you know, it just makes it feel better. It looks sleeker.
It's very sleek, and it works. So when it gets near, you can have it on autopilot mode. So it turns on just when it makes contact with your body, and the toy works. So you don't need to. So it's, as long as it's contacting you. It's in contact with your clitoris, which is what the womanizer does so well. It indirectly like stimulates your clitoris. It turns on and then it just stays that. And then when you're like, let's say you're with a partner or even with yourself, you don't want to fuss around for the buttons. You just want to like put it down. It just turns off.
Yeah.
And it's whisper quiet.
No, it's super quiet. And yeah, it's like even if you're adjusting, which I think is going to help, you know, save battery a lot too. So you don't have to charge it as often.
Smart.
And the coolest part for me though about that is that, you know, if it comes out of contact with your skin, say you want to change positions or whatever, because, you know, other toys, it's like if you're not using it, it's louder than when you are using it.
Right.
But this toy, it's like it's That's really true. Quiet. So when you pull it away, it turns off for a second. But as soon as you put it back in contact, it turns back on.
Yeah.
Which is, and then if you don't, like, say you're like you said, you're during sex, you just want to put it down, after 5 minutes, it'll turn off completely.
Oh, I didn't know that. You literally will never have to charge it. Kind of like the new iPhone.
Yeah.
I never charge it.
Really?
I'm sorry.
It's the difference between the 8 and the 10.
Thanks for your patience with the new iPhone. I don't say I'm sorry anymore.
I know.
Just
I
say
told Emily a good trick. It's like instead of saying I'm sorry I was late, you say thank you for your patience.
Yep. I'm not saying I'm sorry anymore, everyone. I'm not sorry to anybody. But it is sort of, I feel like it's a default sometimes. It's a nice Midwest. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks
and
for
also
your goddamn
women,
patience.
Women are kind of conditioned to be like.
We are conditioned, you guys. Women, we go, I'm sorry. I'm in your way. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry.
Just
thank
because
you for
we're
patience
nice.
With my bigness.
Because women are nice.
My niceness. It's true.
It is. Well, not all people, but a good, most people, I believe most people are inherently
nice.
I
do too. It's just that something can get screwed up along the way, and they don't present as nice. But I feel like we are all born as perfect beings. We really are, and then things get kind of sullied along the way. But I think we all have the potential to be lovers, pleasers, and nice people.
And
nice pleasers in a good way.
And that's why we pleasure deserve seekers. Pleasure. Yeah,
that pleasure seekers. That's why we deserve pleasure. Look at Jamie and her cute smile. Oh, I love you, Jamie. Okay, oh, so what else did we see? You saw the hot octopus.
We stopped by. Screaming O, and they're really cool because it's like one they have like a range of products and it's affordable. Like it's
affordable.
Good products that are affordable because you know we get it. Not everyone is lucky enough to work for Emily and get stuff you know all the time, or have the money to spend on these nice higher end products. And usually you know it really is quality though when it comes to these things. Like it may seem expensive, but once you get it, it's like worth it because they last a long time. But Screaming O is very, they're affordable and they have good products that
they do
are good
products
for, and of course they gave Emily her new one to try to bring. Like she's in Greece, so
yeah. Exactly. I'm bringing it to Greece. I'm going to be bringing. Oh, does this come out after Greece? No,
it comes out
doesn't
during.
Matter. But I'm bringing this to Greece. I'm doing my kit for Greece. But what's the new
it's,
one?
It's so, the try it. It's oh, actually they gave the her try the try it, it
oh,
to try it.
It's called the try it. Try it. And here's what I also yeah, that's a good point about Screaming O is that if you have never tried one, they're good kind of. They have their disposable cock rings and they have like yeah lower end, but like just if you feel like I want to try a vibrator, but I'm not going to plunk down. Yeah, like I can just try it. That's a good point, and I do really like their the tune. They gave me a tune at the last show. So this show that we're at is twice a year, which it's 3 days, and we get to walk around and just try out different toys, and I loved it. So that's a great toy, too. It's fun. It's got little ears.
Yeah, it looks like a rabbit's face, almost. Yeah. And it's tuned, like, T-O-O-N-E. But it's really cute, and it's nice. And the fun part, too, is they had a little claw machine where you can go around and like get a little stuffed elephant that has like a liquid silicone cock ring attached to it.
Oh.
And it was really fun.
I want one of those.
I won
office.
One for Sarah today.
You did?
Yeah, and I gave it to her.
It was
her.
One of those claw machines that actually work.
It actually
didn't work when we were kids. I used to spend my allowance. I used to get a dollar for allowance. Put quarters in the machine and I'd be like, Dad, let's go to the store so I could play the claw machine, but no one would ever actually win a prize. They're like rigged so you couldn't win.
Yeah,
but
well, because
it was
like,
not rigged that way.
It was not. Because the thing is like with those old claw machines, is like it comes even if you get a toy, it comes up with such force it just shakes it loose.
Yes.
And you're just like, well,
took me years to learn
what
that.
The heck, man? I'm 7 years old and I really wanted that, you know. Weird octopus looking stuffed animal and I had it and now it's gone.
Right, exactly.
But I digress. So
I digress. So we also saw some great leather goods at
the stockroom.
They make some cool leather stuff. I feel like I want to go walk around more and do more things.
I mean, that's the fun part, Emily. Thank you so much for like allowing us all to come with you on, you know, these events because they're so great. It's so great to get to know the products. And it's funny, too, how, like, you know, just walking around and we're press here. And everyone's like,
press.
Oh, Sex with Emily. Yes, come talk to us, you know. So it's because everyone knows you and they're like, it's just great. And it's a great energy. So
well,
thank you.
My God, my pleasure. Thank you for all your hard work. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Aww. Bringing people pleasure. Yeah. I love it. I'm very lucky. I have a great team, and this is a really fun few days. So we'll have a lot of these toys and products and pictures so everyone can check it out. We love being your guides to more pleasure and more fun. I'm here with Sarah, part of my team, and I had to talk to Sarah because this is her first trade show, Dildos for Days.
Yes, Dildos for Days.
So tell me, what's your first impression?
There's a lot of leather. I saw some fur. A lot of prostate toys that right? I want to try. I don't have a prostate.
No.
But I know someone who does.
Yeah, exactly. Because you've been exploring in that arena, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With fingers, with toys, with...
Fingers, and then a toy.
A toy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but how about the Aneros? Like, that's, like, serious technology for men to put in their prostate.
I learned about the K-spot.
The K-spot for men, right. Mm-hmm. No more envy of the G-spot, guys. We've got a toy for you coming, the Aneros, which we will talk about more in upcoming months, but... Pretty amazing what men like. It's not just about... You can have orgasm without ejaculation. Mm-hmm. The prostate can be amazing. Pleasure. What else? Anything else? There's a lot of toys. You thought we had a lot of toys in the office.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, man. There's toys everywhere here.
I know. It's fun. We got you my first toy, which is the Vibratex Water Dancer.
Yes. And has like, an attachable bunny.
Yeah. I've kind of forgot about it. Like, not like it's, I mean, I love it. It'll always be part of my family. But it was my first one like 25 years ago. But it has a battery. I love that it still has battery. There's still battery operated toys. And it's great for travel. And it's a very powerful little bullet. Mm-hmm. So
I'm excited to try that.
I know. What else are you excited? Any dreamless toys here that you saw?
Ooh. You know what? I really like the Wave. The fun toys?
Yes, right? Fun toys. They make great things. The Wave, it's like the thruster.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thrusting toy. They came out with this thrusting technology a few years ago. I love when toys innovate. So it's not just a vibration. It's a thrust, kind of like how you would with intercourse.
And it's handless, they were saying. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll just thrust on its own.
You just put it in
It'll thrust on its lonesome.
Yeah.
What do you think about everyone in this industry?
Everybody so far has been really kind, and it's like even Teresa from Fun Toys, she was very approachable, even talking about the cup.
Yeah, the menstrual cups.
Yeah.
I'm really into that now.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It
is
a thing.
To be honest, I didn't know.
How would you listeners feel if we all tried them? Like, so it basically replaces tampons for women. They're silicone cups that you insert inside of you during your cycle. And you just empty it out like once a day or something. You could even have oral sex with it inside of you, and they're going to try those out. Wow. It could be a fun group activity. I mean, we won't share one. I mean, you and Jamie could all be like, periods without tampons.
Yeah. I like the idea of being able to insert it right before sex so that you can have oral sex. Because I'm one of those people who do feel kind of bad asking for it
for oral sex
time,
during your period.
You know?
I get that. Not every partner's down with that, but now it's like you have no excuse.
Yeah,
exactly. But it really protects, it holds the blood back, if you will. There's no other way to say it, but I think it saves tons of money over time. Mm-hmm. It's like $40 and it will like literally last you forever. A box of tampons costs $8 or $9, and I think that it's really innovative. It's safe, because a lot of times tampons have materials that has chemicals in it that might not be so great for our pH balance.
Mm.
We're learning a lot here.
Yeah.
Anything else new happened in your life lately we need to know?
I tried the ice cube trick.
Oh.
It was really cool.
Why don't we break down the ice cube trick for those who are not aware of it, don't know about it. Tell me how it played out for you.
Okay, well, I'm super novice, so I'm not sure if I was doing it right. But
there's not even a wrong. You just did ice cubes. You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
All right. Well, I just had one in my mouth, and I put one in his mouth just so like he would be distracted. I tied him up, and I blindfolded him. So that was a first too, because I remember you saying, have you blindfolded? I was like, I haven't yet.
Yeah.
And you so take, I tried it.
Wow. And yeah. you had it in your mouth. So when you went down on him, like you took the ice cube and you like, oh, it was in your mouth?
It was in my mouth at the time. Yeah.
That's great for oral.
And like, he was kind of worried about it because he was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. But then he didn't complain once I.
He didn't know if he was going to like the blindfold or the ice.
The ice. I think like the shock of the coldness, yeah. he was worried was going to do something, but it didn't.
It and didn't? So no. what is he, was he like, what did he say it felt like after?
Ooh, he just, I didn't get feedback from him with that specifically, but with the blindfold and everything, he wanted to look at everything. So the blindfold didn't last for too long.
Okay.
But I want to say it was because he did enjoy the ice cube.
He did enjoy the ice cube. That's a really good move. Mm-hmm. You could put it in your mouth. So that's the thing for whether you're going down on a woman, on a vagina or a penis, a vulva or a penis. Just the ice, like, it's just a whole different mm-hmm. sensations. You guys know that we have so many nerve endings, and however you stimulate them, you could do some, like, to put the ice cube out and blow some warm air on it from your mouth and play with some beads and some lubes. And good for you, Sarah. Yeah. I can't wait to watch your evolution here at Sex with Emily. It's been so much fun.
I'm enjoying learning everything, and I want to take everything in, so.
Yeah. You're doing a great job. Thank you. Thank you for being here with us. I appreciate all your work.
Thank you
for having me. And, more soon. Thanks. I'm glad to hear the ice cube took a while. I think we just inspired a lot of other people to do it as well. All right, I'm here at the Adult Novelty Manufacturer Expo, and I'm here with April Lampert. Hi, April.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, honey. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you for getting out of bed to be here with us today.
My pleasure.
I so appreciate it. And I've known April for a while because we're both been in this industry, the sex toy industry. We're going to be talking about sex toys. And April now works for Hot Octopus, which is one of the most innovative brands out there, I think. And they make male pleasure products. A lot of our listeners are men.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, what the hell? Where are the toys for us? So you're going to tell us about that. April has a great podcast called Shameless Sex Podcast, my friend Amy.
All started thanks to you.
Well, it is my pleasure.
The orgasm squirting in the year of anal licking episode.
Yes. Everyone check out the year of anal licking episode. And was there two episodes you did?
Or we just did one, but it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was probably one of our top podcasts of 2016.
2017. Yep.
And I love that you're doing a show. I love that you're here at this show. Let's first start because we talk a lot about toys on the show. And I always have my male listeners like, well, what about male products? Like, what about? And I feel like this is the in 13 years in this industry. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so glad you're here to talk to them about these innovations in penis play.
Totally. And I know even showing you before we started recording, you were like, what? I didn't know it did that.
Yeah. I'm like, wait for the air. Show me how to do it.
What did it do? And we'll have to get you one of these for your partnership.
My partnership.
Your partnership.
I have a partner with a penis now that would be very happy.
Do you call him a boyfriend? Because
he's a boyfriend. He's a man.
Yeah.
He's my man friend.
Right. I say partner and then people think I'm lesbian, which I'm fine
with.
Exactly. But I'm like, no, he's not a boy.
Right. So. We need to rebrand the whole boyfriend
thing.
We
really do.
I felt that way for a while, but yeah, he's my boyfriend.
Your person?
My person.
So you can
use
the
penis that I spend the most time with.
The penis. I like that one. Yes. So Hot Octopus, we actually, you know, we've been around since 2013, so we're really new. Yeah. And we are focused only on penis toys at the moment. We are going to branch out into some vulva-inspired toys here in the future, but we really are the future of sex toys, and we stemmed from the owner's love of wanking, and he's from London, so he calls it wanking, Adam Lewis, and he used to MacGyver his wife's bullet vibe with a sock and a rubber band on his cock because he was like, there's no frenulum stimulators. The classic masturbators, the strokers that we all think of, were the only thing on the market. So for years, he was using this disgusting-looking jimmy-rigged kind of thing. And finally, he was like, I'm going to do some research. And he came across a frenulum stimulator being used in hospitals in Denmark.
Let's explain what the frenulum is. So even people with a penis sometimes don't know the technical name for that lovely spot.
It's the spot that's underneath the head of the penis. So if you're circumcised or uncircumcised, you'd pull it back. It almost looks like the little layer of tissue is between your tongue and your connecting.
It's also called the frenulum, I think,
right,
isn't it?
Right, so it looks almost like that. So, and it's a very sensitive area. There's, 4,000 nerve endings in the head of the penis. So the frenulum is... It's like the bread and butter. I think of it as the clit, right?
It is. Guys, you got that too. Just don't, you know, I know we always talk about the 8,000 nerve endings, but you've got this special spot, the frenulum. So the toy.
And it's the magic. It's like the magic spot. Everyone's used to the caveman style stroking, right? Manually doing it, but it really is the frenulum that matters. So Adam, after this part is interesting, not as sexy, but the only frontulum stimulation device used that he, after doing his research, after wanking with this, you know,
wanking with a sock and a MacGyver, right?
It was used in hospitals in Denmark on folks with spinal cord injuries so they could produce children, because oscillation, the device is called the Ferticare, oscillation on penises actually, it really does trigger either an orgasm or an erection. So,
Meaning the oscillation, it's not a vibrator. No, it's an oscillator.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it
feels like it oscillates, but it's the same kind of idea, but it's a different kind of technology.
Right. So when he came across this company doing this beautiful service for people in Europe,
that's amazing.
He was like, why isn't that available to civilians to use for pleasure? So finally they agreed to license us the technology for pleasure, and now we created these amazing toys called the Pulse 3 Duo Solo that can really change people's lives. So any penis owner can wear them, but if folks out there, your listeners have ED, or perhaps they're drinking too much wine at night and their cock's not responding, they can go and grab a Solo or Duo, and it will help stimulate their erection and also help them have an orgasm.
Wow, that is amazing to me that it started with people with spinal cord injuries.
Yeah.
That's a lot of devices here, I realize, really do serve a medical purpose. So either if they just want pleasure, or they want to be able to get an erection, or they just want to feel amazing because they've never stimulated their frenulum in this way. So let me see it. Okay, so we're going to have pictures of this too. We'll take some pictures on the site. Ooh, I love the way this feels.
It feels really great. And the one that Emily's holding is called the Duo. So it has two motors. So we actually wanted to make a couple's toy. So think about this as like a Wii vibe for the penis owner.
Okay.
So what you can do is use this as a foreplay mechanism or pre-fellatio if you want to do, you know, blowjob.
Because sometimes you could have this as a blowjob or handjob helper.
Yeah, you just kind of get the cock ready and then you can go in and
peppering of the cock.
Exactly.
I love
that cock.
Okay.
And then we encase the whole device in silicone, so a vulva owner.
It's really good. Like, you know, this is quality.
Yeah, you can grind on it. Yeah, so both people, we get so many testimonials, which I will cry reading sometimes, of people like, I haven't had an orgasm because my husband had a prostatectomy in 2003. We haven't been able to have any sex. You know, oral gets old from time to time. It's the same thing. This changed their lives, helped their marriage.
Because they were able to get erections and ejaculate, and they were never able to be for 15 years.
Right.
So now I'm going to cry.
It is, right? Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
It's like, that's why we're doing this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love it.
But I do want to say that even if your listeners don't have ED, they're like, my cock works fine, but it's an automatic masturbator. You don't need to move your hands, so you can actually use it completely static. And it
just mixes up the game. This is what I always say. I'm like, vibrations are not just for women. They can feel great on a man. So this is but it's an oscillator, but it's the same kind of idea. It's a rumbly sensation on your cock.
Think of it as a guy braider.
That is, it's a guy braider.
Sorry.
You did? Okay,
damn.
No, I will attribute to that as well.
And furthermore, with it, really, you can use it completely flaccid all the time, or if you're able to achieve an erection, it'll work with you the whole time. It helps
men get an erection, it helps them keep it up, or it just helps them feel amazing. So
and for
why
couples
not?
To incorporate.
So you're saying, so this would be on the penis, and then you said it's just a couple's toy, because your partner could also get on top and feel the vibrations well on her clitoris.
Like
if it's a
missionary
woman.
Style, imagine me being on top and grinding, so the cock would be flipped on the stomach, I would be grinding on this part, and then if the cock responds and gets ready, you take it off, and then you go into whatever play action you want to do.
I love that. Fun for the whole family. There's a remote?
So
this is so cool. Look at this.
So you can change the functionality as you're playing in an experience. So it's really fun.
I love it. It's a great toy. It's
definitely
good for you.
We're going to get you one too.
I want one like ASAP.
ASAP.
Okay, tell me about the other.
So we also, we love penis masturbators, but the world was missing like a powerful cock ring that also thought about a vulva, right?
Yes.
If you have a lot of cock rings like myself, I probably have, I don't know, 15 all different price ranges, from super luxe to not, and none of them thought about grinding when you're on top, right? Because that's really what
that really was, and they don't, right? This gives you a lot of ground to grind on.
So we added a really large motor at the top, so that's going to cover a lot of surface area, all vulva sizes, and then we added some texture because clits love texture, and a little nub for pressure. And this is to date the most powerful cock ring on the market.
What's it called?
Atom is
Atom.
The single motor, and then with a T though, like Atom,
okay, right?
And then Atom Plus is the double motored with the perineum stimulator too.
I love it,
which creates a nice squeeze and keeps the blood flow in. Like, everybody uses cock rings; they want to go longer, but you get the whole package is really vibrating.
The whole package. Let's not forget the whole package. That's really okay. So, what else? Thank you for sharing this.
Yeah,
Hot Octopus. Everyone,
pleasure.
Check it out. So, April, what else have you seen here at the show that's gotten you excited?
You know,
so to speak.
I haven't been out too much, but I know that there is some amazing technology coming out, like with WeVibe and Womanizer.
Yes.
I saw the, I actually went to the event that you were at and did a great job.
Thank you.
Loved
it. Just gave a little speech talking about sex.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet. The premium.
I have mine's charging right now at home. I haven't tried it either.
But that's
the Womanizer
cool.
That just it's turns on like when it gets close to your body. It's like body sensitive.
Yeah,
you got. Oh yeah, you have.
I have one.
That's a good party when you leave with a vibrator.
I'm pumped because I had a previous generation and I'm excited to try just what the differences are. So I'm excited about that for sure.
Yeah, that's a cool one. I have to try that out too. So we've both been in this industry a while. You worked for other brands and you're doing your podcast. Is there anything that you feel like you have learned? Like, I feel like I'm never done learning either. Is there anything lately you're like, wow, I didn't know that? Because I feel like sex is like peeling back the layers of the onion, right? There's always more. There's always going to be more to learn and try. Is there anything like even this year that's excited you or something new in your relationship sexually that's been like,
That's such a hard question after day three for me right now. I'm like, what have I learned? I learn new things every day.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm out and about talking to the end consumers about how they're using sex toys or how sex toys have changed their lives. I think that is
an
affirmation, right?
Right.
I mean, you have to feel that way too. You have a lot of sex toys.
Yeah.
And
I love when people finally are the adopters of it, though. You're right. Yeah. Like, people are like, oh, I get it. Like, that changes my life. Or that can tip it, or I can finally have an orgasm, or just experience something different.
Right. I mean, I'm not smut peddling, you know. I'm like doing something good for humanity, creating orgasms, and I think this learning overall that finally sex toys are becoming mainstream.
They are finally. I don't have to be like, I know it's okay. I mean, for some people, I do.
Yeah.
Some friends, when I'm out in the world, like, oh, I don't need that. I'm like, what do you mean you don't need?
Oh,
I need. It's like a. Well, what about you growing up though? Were you like
I'm from the conservative Midwest. You're from Michigan originally, right?
That's right.
I'm from Wisconsin. Oh, my mom was on my podcast. She is the most, like 2 weeks ago, she's the most, I mean, innocent human. She works at a church, you know, and I'm like, oh, mom.
Did you show her the vibrator?
Oh, yeah. I showed her, I asked her if she wanted one.
Vibrator.
I was like, when was your last orgasm? She's super shy and never talked about sex in my household. So she tells her church folks, I sell toys.
Right.
But not specifically.
Exactly. My mom says I have a dating show.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, whatever works for them. Well, thank you, Ava, for being here. Everyone check out our podcast, Shameless Sex Podcast.
Thank you.
You'll love it.
We and love you so much, Emily.
I love
amazing.
You too, honey. Thank you for being here. And everyone check out Hot Octopus. We should put some pictures of this.
For sure.
And thank you for doing the great work here and making toys for the penis. We appreciate it. Thank you, honey. Okay, now a quick shout out to our sponsors. Thanks for supporting them, and we'll be right back. Look who just stopped by, one of my favorite sex educators and therapists, Dr. Hernando Chavez.
Emily Morris, I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so glad I get to see you here at AMU.
I know, me too. So how's your trade show going? What have you seen, learned, felt?
Everything's wonderful. Just reinforcing great relationships and networking, checking out the new products, always visiting some of my favorites like WeVibe or Hot Octopus or Sports Sheets.
Has your penis had the pleasure of experiencing the Hot Octopus yet? I'm trying to find a penis.
My penis has had a lot of pleasure, thankfully, in life. and it has had some Hot Octopus pleasure, too.
Tell me about it. I just saw it. I'm like, oh.
So when Hot Octopus first came out years ago, I was approached by their owner, Adam, and he just wanted me to test it out. And I said, of course. You know, the way he pitched it was, you could have a flaccid orgasm. And I thought, never in my life have I had that. I'm going to give it a shot. Let's try it out. So I did. He sent me a product. I tested it out. I made sure that there was no stroking involved.
How did you keep yourself flaccid, though?
Well, the truth is I did get sort of like, you get hard, you get semi-hard, you kind of go back and forth, but you're fluctuating. But my goal was, I'm not going to stroke. I'm not going to, like, you know, do anything that's going to add to it. I just want to feel the oscillation. And it took about, I think it was about 23 minutes for me to get to really close to orgasm. And when I had an orgasm, it was really powerful. It was like a really steady, powerful buildup. I loved it. I mean, in all honesty, I don't always have the patience to allow that to happen. But
right, who's got time?
But it was pretty amazing. When
right,
it, when
that's
I did
really
it.
Cool. Okay, I love it. I'm just like learning all about it. So I think that's cool. What else have you, I don't know, what's new? What have you learned?
You know what? I'm really happy.
Hernando's one of my go-to sex educators, so I love Hernando. He's been on the show a bunch, and just so I love learning from you.
Yeah, you know, we always talk and rap about different toys. I've always been a big fan of backdoor toys as well. So I'm a big fan of either B-Vibe or Aneros. Those are my two favorites. I like B-Vibe's vibration, the rimming plug. It's really mm-hmm. wonderful. Like you get that anal stimulation around the sphincter muscle where there's vibration and rotation. For Aneros, incredible products that are sort of ergonomically made for your body, so they hit your prostate really well. They're really fantastic for thrusting. So when you're going in and out of a partner, you feel that prostate sort of toy just pushing up against Ooh, your prostate.
That's what he was showing me. I had prostate envy.
It's almost like there's a finger inside of you that pushes up every time you push in.
That's the Aneros, huh?
Yeah, so it's really great.
I want to try it.
Great for like keeping erections. Great for like if you have delayed ejaculation, it can make you come quicker.
Yeah, delayed ejaculation. What about for premature ejaculation?
I may encourage people to test it out on a case-by-case basis, but because it's so pleasurable, you may kind of come even quicker, or at least it may not sort of slow you down. I might look at something like a cock ring for the premature ejaculation.
Okay. What's your favorite cock ring these days?
Great question.
It's hard to choose. Choosing your favorite child, right?
I've always liked Jiju's. I've liked the Hot Octopus Adam as well. They've got that perineum stimulator, so that's pretty cool. If you like sort of like mid-taint, sort of stimulation, ball stimulation. Depends if it's a hookup. If it's like a really quick hookup and I don't want to necessarily waste like a $200 toy and it needs 6 hours of charging, I like the little cheapy, quickies.
The
Screaming O.
Screaming
like
O. We were
bucks.
Talking about that. I was like, yeah, Screaming O is great. If you've never tried a toy and you want it just like, or yeah, disposable. Okay, so being with guys ask me this all the time. You're with women. You can't really whip out a toy like a knife. If you have the nice hot octopus or toy in your house, you can't use it with multiple, even though they're clean.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't, right?
You know, a lot
women
of people
are not as comfortable with that.
A lot of people aren't comfortable with reusing sex toys with new partners. And the way I see it is like, look, your vagina's been used by a bunch of people. My dick's been used by a bunch of people. And we just wash it and we use it with other people. It's like just the natural occurrence of our bodies.
Right.
Why can't we do that with sex toys?
Yeah, like, they're non-porous. They get clean. Silicone mm-hmm. toys. Like, you can clean them. Use the UV.
Did you just say, hey, what about my vagina? Don't say it's been used a lot.
I know. I thought there's some way I got to defend this because people are like, I can't believe he uses vaginas. It's a joke. I get it. What's your number one top sex tip? Someone asked me that. I'm like, really? And then I whipped one out. So what's yours?
Well, I'm going to repeat one that you love and then I'm going to put one for myself. But I always love that you say communication is lubrication. And I love that you always promote like having a bottle of lube on everybody's nightstand. I think those are two wonderful, just guidelines to have. For me, I think I'm a giver, so I think you should just be giving in both relationships and with sex. Like, don't expect and then get a little pouty if you don't get what you want. Like, just give. You know, if your partner's into like oral, and I've had this conversation with guys. Like, we're talking as a group of guys, and I'm asking them, how long do you go down on your partner? And there's like, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, it's like,
that's not called going down.
And I'm like, that's oral sex. Like, I'll go down for like 20, 30 minutes, whatever needs to be done. And, I think we have to be more givers and just not expect to receive so much.
I think you're right. How do you switch men's mindset or women? But like, I don't know, like you, and you also, Hernando sees, you see patients, clients.
Yeah, I'm a sex therapist
also. He's like a true, sits down. For a lot of men, I'm going to say in heterosexual relationships, they might not be as into performing oral, or they're not as comfortable with it, and they do it for 2 minutes, and like, that was 2 minutes too long. And women, it's like, I didn't even know you're there for 2 minutes. So you got to put in some time. What is that mentality like that you can kind of talk to men about, rather than just saying you should give and receive, but if maybe men had a bad experience with it or they don't think they love it, like, how can we get men to love giving?
I think also men really enjoy seeing our partners enjoy themselves and get off. I mean, there is a lot of affirmation we get from a female orgasm if we're talking about heterosexual relationships. If we do communicate more about what women really want and we actually download it like a computer and it becomes part of our hard drive of understanding our partner, if we learn that they love having their thighs tickled or they love having their nipples, rubbed as you're performing oral, if we start to internalize this stuff, I think we start getting better feedback, better sort of experiences from our partners. They may be orgasm more and we start feeling good about the sexual experiences. So it's win-win, but oftentimes we're not sort of equipped to believe that that's how the give and take in relationship should be. Sometimes we're kind of socialized and trained to think that it's all about receiving. Like, me getting a blowjob is the best and the only thing, and that's not enough.
Right. It's kind of like rewiring the brains.
But I think it takes their partners to also communicate and open up and be honest about, this sort of like give, this sort of like symbiotic dynamic relationship between both giving, because mm-hmm. then they both receive.
That is great advice, Hernando Chavez. Dr. Chavez. Thank you for being here. I think that was really, really inspiring. I love seeing you. How can people find you?
People can find me at www.drhernandochavez.com. You can find me also on every social media platform at Hernando_Chavez. Ending with an S.
Okay, great. We'll add this to the show notes as well. Thank you for being here. Good to see you.
Thank you so much, Emily. Congratulations on everything, all your wonderful success and all the education you provide for people all around the world.
Thank you, honey. I love you. Okay, I'm very excited. There's very big news right now. I'm with Leanne from UV, and they have a special announcement. I just saw it for the first time.
Hi,
Emily. Honey. How's the show going?
We are having so much fun.
You've had a lot of success this show.
Yeah, yeah. It's been awesome. Everybody loves, you know, we've been out for a little while now, but we've got brand recognition and our name's out there, and people really love the product.
Well, people, I can't assume that everybody knows what UV is before we make the big announcement. Okay, so let's tell everyone what UV is. I mean, you've heard me talk about it, but
yeah. So UV is the complete care system for pleasure products. So we are a UVC sanitation system that also offers a locked, secure storage for your toys and charging ports. So you can keep your toys charged, cleaned, ready to go, and
no one knows what's in the box.
Exactly. It's a really beautiful, discreet storage solution. And so people really love it. We're excited.
I love it. I have two of them by my bed, in my bedroom, and no one knows what it is. I cleaned my cell phone, my jewelry, and my makeup brushes, which was like
anything in it.
Anything cleans in 10
minutes for the big one, and the small one's 5 minutes. So it's safe for all materials. It's effective.
I just
get rid of germs.
It's there. Like, I just love that I don't have to, like,
it's mindless.
About it. It's mindless.
Right.
Because there's nothing like a toy that's not ready to go when you are.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's a bummer.
Yeah, it's the biggest buzzkill I've ever had. Like, people are like, what's your worst sexual experience? I'm like, when my vibrator died, when I was about to get there.
Like, right there.
Like, literally, like, that's the worst one. You're like, and it goes, and you're like, no.
No.
That doesn't happen. But let's talk about the new UV, this one.
So
this pretty one.
We have two models. And in the larger model, the HomePlay model, in a few weeks, about 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to have a really beautiful, we call it satin white color. So they currently come in black and with white trim. And the new one is going to be satin white. So it has a really nice matte, soft touch finish on the top and bottom. And then a contrast glossy trim. It's really pretty.
It's beautiful.
It's very clean looking.
Congratulations.
It's very discreet. Thank you.
UV Clean is very clean. And it's been so nice working with you guys. I'm honored to have been like a part of the launch. Like, you worked at the Kickstarter a few years ago. And
we couldn't ask for better partners. We really love all the good word that you spread about.
Well, thank you for having me on. And I love that it's all about health, sexual health, really. Like, UV is about sexual
health,
and it's so innovative. And so congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
And we'll take a picture of this so you can all see what I'm actually talking about. Thanks, Leanne. Have fun at the show.
Thanks, Emily.
Oh, I'm so excited. I am coming at you live from the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo, and I'm here at the Joe booth with Tori, one of my favorite Joe women.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks. I've been here all 3 days.
All 3 days. We're at the tail end now. And you get to have sex with Emily at the end, and I get to have sex with Joe because I want to hear about your new products. This is a, there's two things that you placed down here in front of me.
We're very excited about this. We've heard from everybody that it's so hard to get everything that we want in one package because we have a very wide variety of lubricants. So we put it in this adorable, we've got two limited edition kits here. We put them in this adorable packaging. The first one we're calling the Beginner's Bang for Your Buck. It's got our top five SKUs that we make in each different category. So we've got an H2O, we've got a premium, which is our silicone. We've got a silicone-free lube, as well as a massage glide and a flavor.
That's so smart. A variety pack.
Variety
pack. So if they're like, because they've heard us talk about Joe and they don't know which one to try, that is really smart. And I love the design. It's a great gift.
Great gift.
Or stocking stuffer.
You don't have to make any
Christmas
decisions.
But, I know.
Right? You just pick it up and go and try
everything.
Because
I can't tell people which. I can recommend them what I like, but it's your body will decide which lubes are best for you, so why not try them?
Exactly.
That
and
is
then
smart.
We took the same sort of concept and we just made it maybe a little friendlier as far as sizes. Some people might not be ready to commit for a whole 1 ounce. The Beginner's Let gift set is actually going to be in smaller sizes. It's a 10 ml, and it's got the same sort of range as far as choices.
So the little foil packs, and they're easy for travel, too.
Yeah. Got a beautiful hang tag, easy to put in stores, easy to put up at the register. Retails for about $9.99.
Oh, wow.
No,
that's
no thought
great.
In that. Yeah.
And then you literally have lube all the time. You can put it in your wallet.
Yeah. We're excited about
it. Your back pocket.
Oh yeah,
thank
maybe.
You. What else? How about these new flavors?
Oh my goodness, did you try them?
I did try them. I did a taste test. I was trying to figure out what each flavor was before I tried it. I love the pumpkin.
Which one was your favorite? Pumpkin?
I think pumpkin, and I liked the what's the other one? It was pumpkin. Strawberry, and I think I like the strawberry and the pumpkin.
Oh, the strawberry cheesecake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
so
really
good.
Yummy.
Strawberry
that was my
cheesecake.
Favorite one.
Yeah, this was my favorite.
No, the thing I love most about all of our new flavors that's coming out is that there's no strange aftertaste.
That's
They're
true.
Truly very yummy. And I'm a person who was not a fan of flavored lube, honestly. What you know, was, 10 years ago.
Okay, so tell me, how long have you been at Joe?
I've been at Joe about 4 years. Okay. But as a consumer, my husband used to work at Fascinations, which is a larger retail chain, you know, in the Southwest. And he would bring all sorts of stuff home all the time. And just lube, favorite lube was like never my thing. I just felt like it was messy. It had a weird aftertaste. It kind of was just like the juice was not worth the squeeze. And with our whole new line of flavors, everything is just super delicious. It's not sticky.
It's delicious. No, it's grossness. Not sticky. You don't have to wipe it off after.
It's truly
it
yummy.
Really- Yeah. It is yummy. Like I want to eat this entire bottle of the strawberry cheesecake.
Really? It's just really fun. No calories. No calories.
Oh my God, this is so good. Okay. I want it all. That's so you were new to it like about 4 years ago, and then
yeah.
you're like,
yeah.
It makes sex better.
Yes.
What fun business we're in.
Super, super fun business. And it's just great to work for a company that truly stands behind, like, we want to enhance. We want to make it great. We want to be there for you, like.
Yeah, we want to be there. We want to hold you. We want you to better sex.
Right? Nothing's wrong with you because you maybe want to participate in lube or flavors or stimulants. It's all to make things better.
Exactly. That's all I want. That's all I want. And just to think that sex is just about this natural, like, skin-to-skin touch, which is great when you add a little something-something to it. It's about variety.
Absolutely.
And tickling all those nerve endings and senses. So thank you, Tori, for being here.
No, thank you for
Thanks
having
for sharing
me.
All the news.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks.
I'll see you later. Have fun at the show.
Glitter butts.
Glitter butts. Wait, that was dinner last. Oh, back up. Okay. I'm likely going to Burning Man. Tori, I'm going to go to Burning Man, which is a big festival in the desert. And Tori, I think, just changed my life last night because we were having dinner. And she's like, you need a glitter butt. Or you're doing a glitter butt.
I want to do a glitter butt.
We could all do glitter butts. It's literally my butt is going to have glitter on it. So it's like, how do you explain that? Is
They're
there
so
decal?
So beautiful. Yeah, people are like using body paint and glitter or rhinestones. It's just like art on your butt. And it just looks
like
so
a bikini,
much fun.
But like, it's a glittery
yes,
butt.
Like I need like a disco unicorn butt.
Right. And I'm going to have that because of you. It's my whole new look. Thank you for telling me about that. I'm going to put my ass on Instagram as well.
I'll put J on one cheek and O on the other.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, branding. Company branding.
Always
I'm down.
Always
Well,
thinking.
You came up with the idea, so if it has to have a Joe on my butt, I'm down with that. And I like the lube, so.
That'll be great.
Thank you, Tori. Have a good day. Okay, guys, this was really fun. I hope you all get to check this out one day, this expo. But if not, you can live vicariously through us. Thank you to my amazing sponsors. I loved seeing you all here in your natural habitat. Thank you to the guests who stopped by. Thank you to my team. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.